Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon, second day of the show in the Momentum textile space, and I'm with Dr. Richard Taylor with Fractiles Research. How you doing?
Very good, and thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, it's good to catch up with you. The design community has been focused for many years on biophilia, and you know, and to some people they say, well, that's just kind of flowers on the wall. And there's not maybe a whole lot of science behind that. But you've been working with other friends of mine, 13 and 9 Design, and you come up with some products that have won some awards, and there's some science behind all that. You're based in Eugene, Oregon. Tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about the scientifically proven stress reduction with Fractile Design.
Yeah, thank you. Great question, because I agree with those observations that biophilia has been with us for more than 50 years and a lot of effort, but I feel that there's been a vital puzzle that has left unsolved, and that is, what is it precisely about nature that is inducing and promoting all of this health and well-being? And I thought that it's just too much of an important question to leave it that vague. And so my background is I'm a professor of physics and psychology and neuroscience. So I thought I could really get to the bottom of this. And so we've identified these natural patterns called fractals. And all of our studies show that they induce significant health benefits. And that's when I got involved with Martin and Anna, because they felt the same. And so about 8 years ago, we teamed up and we've created this amazing art-science collaboration where our designs are informed by all of the science that will amplify the health benefits, but also the sort of aesthetic vision to bring it all together into these beautiful designs.
So now you've proven, scientifically proven, is that a blood pressure test, or how are you proving you're reducing stress?
Great question. So we actually look at multiple stages of the body. So we look at pupillography. So when you relax, your pupils change size. We use something called EEG to look at brain activity, and there's a dynamic brain activity called alpha waves that peak. And also we look at the physiology, and we use skin conductance tests to do that. And all of these different measures show that the patterns reduce stress by 60%, which is a huge amount for a non-pharmaceutical approach to stress.
I mean, how do you figure out which patterns are working and which ones aren't?
Mm-hmm. We go round and round and round and round, and not many patterns make it to the end point. And so we have two phases of our development. Initially, we used 25 years of research to inform the designs. And then more recently, we collaborated with Martin and Anna. We actively do psychology research on the designs themselves.
Is it because it looks like flowing water, or because it looks like something that we've programmed over thousands of years? We all came from being cavemen, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, speak for yourself. We did. It's an amazing journey. It actually goes back before cavemen. So if you think about the very first blobs coming out of the oceans, and just, you know, they had these little patches of light-sensitive material. And that was 600 million years ago. And over that 600 million year journey, our eyes have been surrounded by these fractal patterns. And so the eyes have adapted, and that's, we call this fractal fluency, that our visual eyes have become fluent in this nature's language of fractals.
All right. So you've won some awards with this, and it's because the judges are listening to your message and agreeing with what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. I think we're at a stage now. We don't have to rely on luck anymore. We can do these designs and get computers to design them, where they gradually develop and hone in on this characteristic that will reduce the stress. But there's lots of flexibility in that. It's not like we're sort of imprisoned in this science. There's a lot of room for artistic, you know, development as well. So I think the judges are really enjoying the art-science kind of merger there.
So it's visual. Is there also a tactile dimension to it?
Yeah. So imagine walking through a forest, you know, and one of our patterns is actually based on bark. And so you get the visual experience, but of course you're listening to the birds and the waterfalls, and that's the sonic equivalent of fractals. And then, as you mentioned, you can actually reach out and experience a tactile experience. So in the future, what we want to do is create what we call an atmosphere of fractals, where we want to not just, you know, experience the visual, but we're creating sonic landscapes and textural experiences as well. And we think that all of them will come together to kind of create an emergent thing that's much bigger than the sum of their parts.
So now with this interview, if I pique someone's interest and they want to get more information about it, how can we direct them to find you?
Two great collaborators. We started with Mohawk on flooring, and we've just started to collaborate with Momentum on wallpaper space, and contact them directly. And yeah, they've got great examples of our work.
Are you still teaching, Dr. Taylor?
I am, yes. Yeah, so I've got to get back tomorrow. I fly out to kind of do the end of year graduation, you know, when I dress up in all of the robes and give the commencement speech.
How many stripes do you have on your sleeves?
Oh, many, too many to count.
Thanks for spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Dr. Richard Taylor about fractal research, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.